This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Cubby House is a show about two cub-identifying guys exploring the big and hairy issues in and around the bear community.
This program is designed for a mature audience. It may contain adult themes, sex and drug references, and of course, coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
And welcome to the Cubby House for the 3rd of June 2013. I'm Cookie.
And I'm Kevin.
And oh my God, it's that time of the year again. We need you to get out not your texting devices, but your mobile phones, anything that you can call us on tonight. Because we want to hear your lovely voices, particularly with your credit card numbers, because it's a radiothon here at Joy, and we need some memberships. Because we don't want to go off air. We need your help to keep us running for the next year. So please don't hesitate to call us at any time on 1300-JOY-949. Now for tonight's show, we're not just talking about Joy. We're talking about quite a few things because next week coming up for the Bears is their inaugural Southern Hibernation event.
Because we haven't been talking about it enough in the last couple of weeks, we thought we'd talk some more about it.
Exactly. So we've got on tonight's show Mr. George Forgan-Smith, who's representing Bearheart, who will be one of the organisations that Southern Hibernation will be donating to. We also got in, I'm just trying to remember his name, Campbell. We've got Tucker Bag here, which is where he's from. I just didn't remember his name. We've also got Mr. Nick Laws covering, for those who may not have heard, what's actually happening with Southern Hibernation. And finally, we are going to be dragging in the next presenter on Joy after us. It is Mr. Christian Vega from the Vixen Hour, who we're going to put to the test and see why he joins Joy 94.9.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, there's always more. There's always more. And that is, we want the question answered from you. What else besides the radio station brings joy to your life?
Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheCubbyHouse.
Or you can catch us on Twitter at TheCubbyHouse with hashtag CHProject. In the studio, I must acknowledge some of our wonderful, wonderful guests that keep coming back week after week every time we give them a phone call.
We have completely and utterly bared out the studio.
Yes. Yes, I think we have. The only thing we haven't done yet is shown how much fur we've actually got in the studio.
Speak for yourself, honey.
You've got a shirt that can unbutton.
Yeah, well,
true. I might have to take a photo of that and show other people. In the studio tonight, joining us for the quiz to start off the show, we have Mr. Nick Helmer and Mr. George Forgan-Smith. How are you, gentlemen?
Very good, thank you.
I'm well.
Excellent, excellent. Now, I have to get this quiz out just because you guys quite often can see it, so I have to hide it. And tonight's quiz we're going to be giving you, quite often because I keep slipping my fingers every time I text, I keep coming up with different words every time and I have to be careful. So tonight I'm going to give you a word and then I'm going to give you a clue. And you have to tell me, by changing one letter of the word I give you, what the new word and thus the answer is.
Chicken.
This is going to be one of those quizzes. Go for it.
Oh, this is going to be fun because there's not just one. There's not two. There's going to be three people fighting for this quiz tonight, and that is going to be George, Nick, and Kevin.
Yay.
Alrighty.
Can you feel the enthusiasm in the voices tonight?
Yeah. All right, hit us with the cookie. Come on.
Okay, your example is, if I give you reed and set a rocky outcrop of water just off a shoreline.
Reef.
Your answer would be reef. And that is the example question. And here we go, gentlemen.
All right, let's go.
The word is pink.
Puck.
And no, and the sound of bacon.
Change. Obesity. Heart disease. I don't know.
Change one letter of the word
pork.
No, one letter. One letter.
Yes. You're asking the dyslexic man about letter substitutions.
The sound of
pork.
Bacon. The sound of pork.
It's oink.
Thank you. Oink. Kevin, you have a point.
Okay.
Change the P to an O and it comes.
Oh.
Oink.
Yeah.
All right. The word is live and what relationships are often based on? Love, Nick, is correct. Date. One word. Information.
Data.
Data is correct.
Whoa.
Considering you play with it all the time, Kevin.
Cookie!
Data. You recognize it.
Shocking. Shocking.
Okay, the word, gentleman, is drink, and it's the past tense of.
Drunk.
As in have drunk?
No.
Oh.
What's another past tense of drink?
Drank.
Thank you, is drank. The word is great, and it's what starts the camera rolling. Oh, sorry. I have made a mistake. It is a two-letter change on this one.
Oh,
now he's changing the rules.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
That's not fair.
What's the clue again?
Okay, the word is great, and what starts the camera rolling? Lights, camera.
Action, no.
Action, what is used physically?
Like a clapperboard.
Otherwise known as a slate. I will give you that one, George.
Yay! Oh. I like turtles.
The word is fired, gentlemen, and what you get when you're loaded with glucose. Change one letter of the word fired and you
wired.
Can be wired. Thank you very much, Nick. The word is four and it's a taste bud group.
Sour.
It is correct, Kevin. Sour. The word is routing, and it's making a scrunched up face.
Pouting.
That was me. Scour.
Pouting is correct,
what?
Kevin. The word is routing to pouting.
Oh.
Yes. So the,
I swear
what
to
did
God,
you
I'm
say?
Really freaking good at medicine, okay, people? Just
what was your answer?
Scour.
Oh, okay. Yes.
The word is prong, gentlemen. It's what Kevin hates being.
Long?
Wrong.
Kevin, you are correct. You hate being wrong.
Of course,
everybody loves being
right.
Long.
And finally, the last word, gentlemen, is share, and it's a fragment of a whole.
Shard.
Kevin, you have won this round. Beating Nick.
You can see autocorrect really kicks my ass.
Yes, clearly. And that was the quiz for this week, gentlemen. Now, we'll be back in a couple of minutes with Mr. Nick Helmer, who will be introducing a topic of leather boots on Kink Corner. You're with the Cubby House on Joy 94.9. Now, we would like you to answer the question as well as join up as part of Joy's Radiothon with the question we'd like you to answer is, what else besides the radio station brings joy to your life?
Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/thecubbyhouse.
Or you can catch us on Twitter at thecubbyhouse with hashtag CHProject. Joy 94.9, you're with the Cubby House on Joy's Radiothon 2013. Please give us a call on 1300-JOY-949. We have our wonderful three volunteers awaiting your call. First of all, take your answer to the question, what else besides the radio station brings joy to your life? And you could get either the Bodacious Barb, Awesome Oz, or Manic Matt. I think I'll join Matt in his narcissism.
Well, he should really join us in the studio, shouldn't he? We're going crazy tonight.
Oh, we are indeed. And somebody else who we sometimes consider crazy manic is Mr. Nick Helmer himself on...
Be careful what you're wearing. You never know what you're asking for here on the Kink Corner.
Good evening, guys, and welcome back to Kink Corner. Tonight, I'm going to touch on a subject that's close to my heart and close to a lot of people's hearts that I know of, which is, why are boots so important to leather culture? This is something that I've been asked several times by several different people, so I thought I'd just give a quick intro to you guys and, you know, see if I can clear up some of the mysticism and magic that people seem to be entranced by when it comes to this sort of subject.
I'm just imagining red ruby leather boots.
If it's good enough for the Pope.
Oh! Oh! George, I'm glad your microphone was on mute then. Nick, carry on.
Sorry, you click your heels three times and say, I want to go to Folsom, and you pop up in San Francisco.
So, yes.
All right. I'm just going to start off with a metaphor, basically. Why did I say it like that? Anyway, if you look at a pair of boots, how they start off when you get them out of the box the first time, it's a lot like when someone first learns that they're into leather. You know, it's you've got the factory basics there, but you're not quite sure what you're doing. And so someone needs to sort of guide you in what you're doing. You know, and with that first coat of polish, you start to learn more about yourself. And, you know, you start to see what the boots are going to look like underneath and the quality of the leather and which direction you want to go with them. So, you know, as you put layer and layer and layer of more polish and more experiences onto both the person and the boots, you end up with something that's much more beautiful and more developed than what you would think of to start with.
I'm hoping you've actually bought the right size shoe for your foot.
Yeah, that would also help. Before that. Yeah, you know.
Yes.
Make sure you wear thick socks the first couple of times when you're breaking them in, because blisters are not fun.
No.
I'm just imagining the scuffs on them, and I'm waiting for him to explain what that is.
Behave yourself, Kevin.
Since when?
I thought I was the peanut gallery, not you.
Carry on.
All right. Also, it's a good way... Polishing boots is a wonderful way to develop self-discipline, because it's not something that you can really rush. You have to spend the time and do it properly, or you're going to end up with blatantly a half-assed result. If you want to have your boots or someone that you're training or someone that you're learning from, the results to be brilliant, you need to put in the work and the effort.
And considering something like boots is something that you can wear out anywhere, generally speaking.
Yeah, and boots go through a lot.
Yes, no doubt, I'm sure they do.
Yes. It can also be quite an intimate experience when you have someone polish your boots or when you're polishing somebody else's boots, because you have to be mindful of the amount of work that this person has put into their boots themselves over however long they've had them, because, you know, some people have had the same pair of boots for, you know, 10, 15 years if they're well taken care of. And for them to let you take the boots and polish them is a big deal. And also, for you to let someone polish your boots should also be equally as important to you. Stop giving me the raised eyebrow, Kevin.
What? I'm just liking that euphemism. Could you polish my boots?
I'm sure that's been said many times.
You polish mine and I'll polish yours.
No. So, yes, there's lots you can do.
I've actually written a full essay on this if people want to know more. Just, you know, shoot us a note to these guys.
We may actually get you to post that on Facebook.
Yeah, yes. Well, if you'd like, I'm more than happy to do that, because it's a lot more detailed than what the 3 minutes that I've just babbled on with and probably confused people even more.
Well, it's no different from when Cookie runs the King Corner.
Having said that...
No, but this has structure.
Regardless, though, Nick, be proud, because you've just had somebody sign up as part of Joy's Radiothon.
Really?
While you've been discussing your boots. So congratulations. We'll get the details of that later on in the show. Joy 94.9, you're with the Cubby House, and we'd like you to give us a call on 1300 Joy 949, because we have a question and a request. The question is, what else besides the radio station brings joy to your life? The request is that you sign up now as part of our show, so that we have more than one person actually signing up, because we'd like to know that we actually have listeners. Amongst other things. But yes, we'd also like you to help contribute to keeping Joy on air, because without your support, we cannot continue to broadcast and have our lovely voices plugged into your ears. So please give us a call on 1300-JOY-949. As part of something that's coming up in the next week, being Southern Hibernation, one of the recipients of the donations made out of the...
Southern Hibernation Profits.
Thank you. That word is what I'm after. We have Mr. and Dr. George Forgan-Smith on, who is part of a group called Bearheart.
Absolutely. And thanks for having me here.
That's okay.
Now, for those that aren't aware, what is Bearheart?
Well, look, Bearheart is actually the Bear Health and Resource Team. So what we're actually doing is we're a group of people who have an interest in bear health and promotion, because, like, there are a lot of bears out there who have had bad experiences with medical professionals, or, you know, when bears, one of the things is we are bigger blokes, and there's a lot of people who will come and say, well, you just need to lose weight. That's not always the only thing that people can do to be healthy. You can be big and healthy, and we're about celebrating that health no matter what size body you have.
Plus, I believe the idea is that you tailor messages specifically for the bear community.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're doing a lot of really cool stuff coming up. And say for this Southern Hibernation, we've got a really fun thing that's lined up to help encourage interaction and making friends and mateship. So that's going to be cool.
Excellent. So how many do you have on the committee?
Well, at the moment, don't make me count. Heck. One, two.
You can use your fingers if you need.
I think it's about five or six peeps. Five or six people.
Excellent. And what kind of roles do they do?
Well, we all have different sort of roles. I am bringing in some sort of my medical knowledge. We also have people who represent the positive living in Victoria. We have a representative from the Victorian AIDS Council. We have a couple of community members. And we also have a member who is from the VicBears committee. So that helps us to stay 100% centred to our bear focus, which is what it's all about.
Well, Bearheart is a subcommittee of VicBears?
Yeah, of sorts. Yeah, this is where I get all confused when hats get involved and there's badges and stuff. But we are members of VicBears who are there to promote health to VicBears members.
Excellent. I'm going to make you some hats that say Bearheart.
Yay! Please, quickly.
All right. So getting into a little bit of the more nitty-gritty, what is the Bearheart mission, aim, intent? Why are you here?
Well, look, I think what we know is that we are looking at bears as a holistic group, that ultimately it used to always be about HIV AIDS. And the thing is that if somebody is depressed, if somebody is feeling really bad about themselves, if somebody doesn't like the shape of their body, or they're struggling with diabetes, that a lot of health messages are just going to wash over. So we need to get back to the basics and say, what is it that we can give back to our community that's going to help us feel good and healthy and to take ownership of our own health?
So what are you going to give back to the community to make them take ownership of their health?
Well, it's all about meeting the market where they're at. So we've already had a great session that was about body shape and image, and that went down really, really well. And it helped bring up a lot of questions that we found. We've also got some groups that are going to be forming over the next little while for positive bears. It's bad if people are living with HIV and aren't connected with other people. I think if we can help encourage connections with other people, that can really increase the sense of community and the brothership. And so people aren't being left out in the cold. And I think that's very, very important. We're looking at some other issues like mental health. Of course, we cover that every year with Are You OK Day. And we're excited to have a fantastic speaker lined up. And that will be happening later in the year. We're also looking at other things that are common within the bear community. Say, for example, sleep apnea. A lot of people are dreadful snorers. They may even stop breathing when they're asleep. And they don't realise that if you can fix that, man, people's lives change.
Well, I was actually diagnosed potentially with sleep apnea and I actually had to get the tests. I don't have it, but one of the things I was finding was because I didn't have enough energy to get through the day.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Quite often.
And, you know, a lot of people say that if you fix the sleep apnea, energy goes up, they feel better, and little things like blood pressure goes down, the blood profile becomes better. It makes a big, big difference in people's lives.
Sounds like you guys are going to do some amazing work over the next 12 months.
Look, we are really, really positive, and we're driving as much as we can get done because we're just so damn excited, because I think this is a very unique thing, certainly within Australia and perhaps even within the bear community worldwide.
Excellent. So where can people find out more information about Bearheart?
Well, we have a Facebook page, which is slowly being filled up with some really good information, and soon we'll be having a special webpage that's part of the VicBears website.
Awesome. So they can just search Bearheart, BEARHART, on
Facebook?
That is
correct. HART, yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for coming on and having a chat with us.
My absolute pleasure.
Excellent.
Thank you. You're on the Cubby House on Joy 94.9. We would like your phone calls on 1300-JOY-949 to answer the question, what else besides the radio station brings joy to your life? And we welcome on the Cubby House, Campbell Smith from Tuckerbag. How are you?
Good, thanks, Cookie. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming. We brought you on because Tuckerbag was last year's, as well as this year's, Southern Hibernation Charity Fund. For those who don't know, can you tell us a little bit more about Tuckerbag?
Well, in short, Tuckerbag is a nutrition project for people living with HIV, one of a number of services provided by the Community Support Program at the Victorian AIDS Council. It was developed in partnership with the Royal District Nursing Service, who we work very closely with in delivering all of our volunteer services in the community, and they started to report to us, well, 3 years ago now when we started, that they were seeing clients who had very little food in the home. In one case, they had a recently arrived refugee and they visited and found one tin of soup in the cupboard.
Now, is that mainly because people can't afford to, or they're just not educated enough in proper nutrition?
I think there's a number of reasons why people with HIV may experience nutrition problems. On one level, obviously, there is a financial challenge for many people who are on limited incomes, but then there are both physical and, I think, psychological barriers to good nutrition. So in other words, if you're not feeling well and you're taking a lot of medication, you don't feel like getting around to either shopping or preparing a meal.
Okay, so how does Tucker Bag help with those people who perhaps aren't eating as well as they should?
We tossed around a few ideas when we became aware that something needed to be done, particularly for isolated clients who weren't in contact with other support services. The first idea we had was somehow trying to deliver or extend the pantry service that already exists at the Positive Living Centre. That ran into trouble not only because of the cost of the individual deliveries, but because the pantry service itself is already one of the most heavily used services provided at the Positive Living Centre, and because that relies on donated food from Food Bank, it just couldn't really be extended. So then we tried the idea of having people order ingredients to cook their own meals, and we tried all sorts of ways to make that simple, but in the end couldn't, and we realised that if people weren't motivated to cook, offering them ingredients alone wasn't going to achieve much. So we came up with the final format that we developed with Tucker Bag, which was actually to provide recipes to people that they could pick from a list and then have most of the ingredients delivered along with the recipe, and they cook their own meal.
Okay.
So the advantage of that, it empowers the client to do their own cooking rather than receiving totally prepared meals. If they're able to pursue an interest in cooking, it has proved to be quite a good way to do that.
Excellent. Tucker Bag doesn't necessarily receive government funding, does it?
No, the Victorian AIDS Council receives government funding for its core services, and community support has some of that funding, which providing our basic services, such as the staff who supervise the program and medical transport for clients who are unwell. But what we've been able to do over the last 5 years is develop quite a range of new services to offer to clients who are wanting to get on with their lives rather than facing the end of their lives with HIV, which was what was happening when the program started. We started to see a need for clients to wanting to reconnect with the community and get out and about. So we have developed social support teams throughout the community that take clients out and re-engage them. We've developed client retreats, of which we've done 14 over the last 4 years, to take people away for a break in the country, and we've developed Tucker Bag meals. They're all examples of things we've only been able to develop with sponsorship and funding, such as Vic Bears is providing for Tucker Bag. So okay. it's all done with donated money.
Wonderful. Now, with the donation of money Vic Bears gave you last year, what did that go towards, for example?
Well, all the money that comes to Tucker Bag goes directly to the purchase of the food that goes to the clients, and it also pays for the petrol costs of volunteers who deliver the food. So essentially, they are the only two costs we have. So none of the donated money goes to pay staff or admin or anything. It's all, every dollar raised goes directly back to that client food delivery.
Well, it sounds like a very wonderful service to have, in particularly today's day and age, where people do need a bit of a hand where they can't always do it themselves. So thank you very much for coming on and having a bit of a chat with us. Where can people find out more information if they want to assist and help out?
If people are interested in donating to Tucker Bag, the simplest way to do that is through the Victorian AIDS Council website, where there is a fundraising link, or to find out more about the project, or if someone may need to access it and become a client of Tucker Bag, they can call 9863 0426.
Campbell Smith, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're in the Cubby House, Joy 94.9. We'd like your phone calls, 1300-JOY-949, because we want the answer to your question. What else besides the radio station brings joy to your life? And for all the answers you give us, think about it for one moment, not having that in your life. Now think about not having joy in your life, and that's why we need you to give us a call, 1300-JOY-949. Joy 94.9, you're with the Cubby House, and thank you to Greg, who called us up on 1300-JOY-949 to not only renew his membership, but also give us a donation. It seems my reverse psychology in guilting people somewhat worked.
Really?
No, clearly not.
Thank you very much for your donation and your membership.
Thank you very much. Now, quickly, just one person has in the studio given us something he would not live without. What was it?
No.
Yeah, don't put your mouth out when we on air.
Let's just say it supplies for stuff. Yes, we'll leave it to that.
Yes.
All right, so we've got Nick in from the, I was going to say Bear Heart Committee, but it's not.
No, it's the other Nick. It is not,
and I want to actually find out if all your listeners think that I sound like Dr. George. Do we sound the same or not? I'm just curious to know.
I reckon you sound completely different.
Completely different? Oh, there you go. Okay, hang on.
There you are. That's a bonus question for you, kid.
Just curious. Hello, and thank you for having me.
Excellent. So we've got you on because you've got something pretty big coming up next week.
I have indeed. It is Bear Mecca.
Bear Mecca?
It is Bear Mecca.
Have you officially changed the name to Bear Mecca?
Not quite, but it is. It is the one everyone's pointing south and coming on down to... Everyone's coming on down to Southern Hibernation, down to Victoria, down to Collingwood, and coming down for a great time. So,
hopefully to come and renew their membership at Joy at the same time.
Indeed, do it. That'd be fantastic.
All right, so give us a recap. What are some of the amazing events we can look forward to?
The recap. Look, I should just point out, Men on Manar competition, that is the LADS competition that is on the day before, but it is part of Southern Hibernation in that same week. So if you're here on Saturday the 8th, go along to the LAD and check it out, and great competition.
And can I say vote for my pictures?
Yeah. Well, yes, actually, there's quite a few people entering stuff, and it's great to see. It's going to be a good day, I think. But look, we officially start with Fur on the 9th of June. That's at 7 p.m. And then we have our Den Night on Monday the 10th.
Yep.
And that is the night, gentlemen, where you can collect your event passes and your goodie bags with your souvenir T-shirts and your dog tag. Souvenir dog tag as well if you've got the event pass. And Tuesday night we have the brand new Trivial Hirsute
by the Dean.
Lovely Dean O'Curry. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it should be fun, and that's starting. That should be great fun, that one. Come along, it's free. Free is good. We all like free, don't we? You know, so as is
well,
yes, we do.
It's certainly everyone will be along. It's always a good thing. Right. Wednesday night we have Underbear Dance. So this is the one where everyone sort of like pauses for a moment, but it is the one where we all get out there and we get into our underwear and we get
social
onto it and social on the dance floor. It's just like good fun night, packed night, and great way to meet new people. It really is good. A lot of fun. Come along.
Now, I am going to skip you ahead. What's happening on Friday?
Friday is the meat rack. I'm just trying to think. We've actually got, during the day, though, we do have the beer, bears, and wine tour, mm-hmm. Probably in different order in the actual thing, but it's a fantastic lunch in the Yarra Valley. And then on the Friday night, we've actually got the meat rack, MEET. So this is, we keep emphasising meeting new friends,
yes,
and meeting the contestants up close and having a good night. So
another good social night by the time.
Exactly. We're trying to emphasise social and just like, you know, get everyone enjoying themselves. So Saturday daytime, I am...
Meeting fishies.
That's it. Thank you very much. I had a bit of a mental blank there. Yeah, indeed. It's going to be Bear Aquarium, so Melbourne Aquarium during the day. And Saturday night is the... that's the big Mac Daddy of them all.
Bum, bum, bum.
Dun, dun, dun. Now, I don't know how much time we got here, but I did get called a pageant the other night by one of our committee members, by the lovely Neil, who is on our committee, and is just like, he is just a fantastic guy. And he did speak to Paul Anthony, and well, guys, as well. Okay. And he did mention it being a pageant. So we'll just be clear here. It's the Mr. Australasia Bear competition for 2013.
Is that a sign that he's going to get up and wear his tiara on
I don't know what he's doing. He might be selecting them secretly and stuff. I don't know. I don't know about it.
And what wraps up the week on Sunday?
Wait, it's going to be great. Look, we've got to mention lunch on Sunday, Yum Cha lunch on the Sunday during the day. There's two sessions there, 11 and 1, and then a roundup at the GH on Sunday night. That'll wrap it up. That'll be a good fun night. It was packed last year, and it'll be a good packed fun night again. Everyone sort of like gets in and enjoys it for the last one.
It is fantastic.
Crazy week of fun.
crazy week of fun. Bear Mecca. Now, where can people find more information about it?
Bear Mecca? Yep, yeah. It's actually southernhighbearnation.com. That's B-E-A-R. So southernhighbearnation.com. You can find out all the info there.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Nick, for joining us from Vic Bears.
Thank you for having me.
You're on...
I was going to say we'll see you next week, but okay.
Indeed.
You're on the Cubby House on Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9. That was by Kevin. Do you care to announce this name?
No, I can't find my place in the script.
It's kind of called The Last Page, seeing as we're almost out of time here on Joy, which means you've only got another 10 minutes to give us a call on 1300-JOY-949. So you can sign
You're avoiding saying the name.
Yeah, I am. Because you picked it.
Go ahead.
Emily DeForest.
Yeah, that'll do. Okay. Danish entry for Eurovision 2013 and the winner.
Congratulations.
Spoilers, sorry.
Yeah.
In case you lived under a rock for the last couple of weeks.
Now, that little stuffle you heard is our final guest for the show. And it's only because he's going to be here for another hour after us.
Yeah.
It is Christian from the Vixen Hour. How are you, sir?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Good, good, good. Now, you've been running around all day at a party?
Yeah, no, well, today was the last day of the Melbourne Festival of Sex Work. So, yeah, have been running around doing that. We had a bit of a rally at State Library, which was super awesome, and heaps of amazing sex workers rolling out and their friends to show some solidarity and stand up for sex worker rights. So yeah, it's been an awesome day.
And all that's going to be packaged in for your show tonight.
Yes,
if you
we'll
hang
be
around.
Talking about that and other highlights that have happened throughout the festival. So yes, it'll
all right,
be
so
awesome.
I want to know, when did you first hear about Joy 94.9?
Oh God, there was like a million years ago, like when I was a teenager probably. And I can remember sort of tuning in during like the part-time broadcasts and occasionally getting the other religious station every now and then, which is hilarious. But it was one of those things, you know, when you grow up and you're kind of very in the closet, it was one of those ways of, you know, connecting with your people secretly. Like,
so how did you actually get involved with the station?
How did I get involved? Well, I think when you're sort of an outspoken, publicly known sex worker, people kind of want to interview you at various points. So there've been a number of Joy presenters who'd actually gotten into contact with me previous to that, and I'd done a number of interviews with a number of on a number of shows, and it just got to the point where it's like, you know, I'm here so often, I may as well put in a show proposal. So yeah,
not to put it any other way, but you just like calling yourself out to the people. As well now, don't you?
It's one of those things that you could take very literally for me, yes.
All right. So what was it like being on air that first time in your own show?
It was absolutely terrifying. I think that's quite a common experience for first-time presenters. But at the same time, it was really, really heartening to, you know, stand here with a couple of other sex workers and actually start talking about our issues. And the response since then has been extremely positive. Like, people both texting in and tuning in online, liking our Facebook page, all of that kind of stuff has been really super supportive.
And correct me if I'm wrong, this is still your first season on air?
That's right.
And you are the most downloaded podcast from Joy.
That's true. So
that is seriously impressive. Well done.
Well, it sounds like somebody needs a bit of competition at joy.org.au/thecubbyhouse.
Yeah, well, look, what can I say? You know.
It speaks for itself. It speaks for itself. Yes. Now, we always ask this question of Joy presenters. Mm-hmm. Can you remember any notable mistakes you fondly remember?
I don't fondly remember. This is a very recent, you'll hear it on the podcast. I spoke to an amazing sex therapist, Cindy Darnell. And one of the things she does is she holds community forums around sex positivity and sex and pleasure. And so we were talking about like sex, sexuality, and I sort of kept referring to her as somebody who liked to share that sexuality with a whole bunch of other people, like in one room. It was hilarious.
Okay, I'm going to have to listen to that one.
Yes, on our podcast page, joy.org.au/thevixenhour.
That comes later. All right, so what has Joy taught you?
Look, Joy has taught me to be brave
more than anything else. Like, as a sex worker, as a member of a community that's highly stigmatized, that experiences a lot of prejudice, quite often it's easy to sort of shy away from the spotlight, not take up the microphone because, you know, you're sort of lining yourself up to get a whole lot of flack from the community that we're sort of very conscious of every day, that's sort of present in the media and in sort of mainstream portrayals of sex work. But what Joy sort of taught me was, once you grab the mic and you be yourself, you speak your truth, you come from lived experience, then people generally are very supportive of that.
That's fantastic. Hmm. Now you can plug your show.
Oh, okay.
Where can people find more information about you?
So my show's on in about 6 minutes. So
touché.
Uh-huh. 11 p.m. here on Monday nights on Joy 94.9. We're also, people want to like our Facebook page, it's facebook.com/sexworkerradio. And all the podcasts are on the Joy website. So if you go to the program grid, click the Vixen Hour, people can find it there.
At joy.org.au.
That's right.
Excellent. Thank you very much for joining us, Christian. Amazing.
We'll let Thanks you go to do the last minute scramblings for your show.
Yeah.
Or you're all suave and cool and organised.
Of course.
Excellent. They'll hear from you in 6 minutes.
They will.
And before that, we're going to have another track, and then we'll come back with your answers to our question tonight. What else besides the radio station brings joy to your life? You can catch us on Facebook at facebook.com/thecubbyhouse.
And don't forget about Twitter. The username is thecubbyhouse and our hashtag is CHproject.
Cubby House on Joy 94.9. We've got a couple of more minutes left, and we'd like to thank our guests who've joined us on the show tonight. We've had a fair few of them. First of all, to Campbell from Tuckerbag, Nick Helmer for Kink Corner, Christian from the Vixen Hour, and you two guys, George and Nick Bearhart and Vic Bear's representatives, respectively. Thank you very much for coming along.
Thanks for having us. It was a really fun night. It was awesome.
Indeed. Thank you very much. And just remember, less than a week to go. It starts on Sunday. Last plug.
southernhibernation.com.au is where you can find out more information for that event.
And also thank you both for signing up as members for
yes,
Joy.
Thank you. Glad
Did
to help out.
Did we sign up the
out.
Dogs as well?
I'm not sure.
They are Joy listeners. So please, if you have a dog, get them a membership.
Yes.
We it's can. A
what
family
about the cats?
Affair.
Cats can...
Cats aren't people.
Uh-oh.
Well, clearly someone slipped the bag about Kevin, because apparently Kevin brings... joy to his life through the cats.
yes, I do.
Yes. And Michael says travel, and Rusty says his partner, David.
Aww.
So I just want you again to remember those things not in your life for a couple of moments, and then call 1-300-JOY-949 and donate and sign up as a member, because obviously without you, we cannot exist as a station. And as you've heard from Christian, if you've helped one, there's many more to help. So please give us a call, 1-300-JOY-949. You can sign up any time throughout the week during Joy's Radiothon. I'm Kevin.
Do you want to try that again?
No, because I've done this before and it's wonderful. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Cookie.
Yay. And we're the Cubby House. We'll be back at you next week, Queen's Birthday Monday, from the start of Southern Hibernation.
Woohoo!
Stay tuned for Christian and the Vixen Hour coming up next.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.